Good morning.
It's time to get up with Cass and Vodge on HIT.
At breakfast.
For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Look, it is going to be sunny today. I'll give you the proper weather about half past, Cass. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Let's do it then.
Yeah, it's just my weather was playing up. My computer's gone dark.
I could tell you a fun fact.
Tell me a fun fact.
Okay, well, Coffs Harbour is actually 4 degrees right now.
Okay, so you know Coffs
weather. Else do you want to know? Port Macquarie is 1 degree.
Well, that would expect... Well,
it's freezing!
All right. I know when it's cold in the morning because... When I get in the car, I know the exact point that my heat is going to start kicking in.
Yeah.
So when I'm driving up to that point on my way here, I get excited. And what I do is I actually put my hands against the heaters in my car, the vents.
Yeah, right.
And the heat from the vents goes right up my sleeves.
That's lovely, actually.
It is
it?
Nice.
That is lovely. And
do you do that? Am I? No, I'm not mental.
Sometimes I put my face in front of it just to say hello.
And I always have to readjust where it's pointing because sometimes I want it just like shooting all at my face.
These are our tips when it's 1 degree. What is wrong with you?
You know what I mean. I didn't mean
you know.
That.
No. Okay.
Hey, but Pink's cancelled her shows. Big stuff, of course.
Yes. Honestly, Pete, there's a bit of an uproar at the moment.
Huge uproar over
social media. So this is the second show that she's cancelled. But it's because she's sick and it's because she's been hospitalised.
Yeah. Well, she's got a gastric virus or something like that.
That's the latest.
Like, if you've ever had a gastric virus, you don't want to rock up to work. And unfortunately, she's not going to be able to. Hopefully, she'll be right for Brisbane, though, because I think that was her last Sydney show, if I'm right. I think I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's had to stay overnight in hospital and she's still feeling... Yeah.
Look, they've been postponed, the shows, so they're not cancelled and they'll work that out when they have more.
She's pretty good. She usually, you know...
Speaking of great shows, world-famous Rooftop as well. I don't know if you caught that on our Facebook page, but all yesterday, Carrie and Tommy were posting all over the place. So you can catch up with what they were doing with the Backstreet Boys on there. We've got Dean McCarthy later on. We'll be chatting to Hamish Blake, hopefully, later on in the morning. And we're talking about your little pup.
Yeah, that's coming up next.
Yeah.
3, 2, drop. Let's go.
You're getting up with Cass and Vodge on HIT.
Mama said that it was quite all right. Right.
It's birthday time, I understand.
Yeah, it sure is. Actually, someone quite important to me.
Someone that you love.
Someone I love. He's a great guy. And he actually has 3 brothers, so they're all born in the same, at the same day.
Right.
So we're going to, obviously, quadruplets. So we're going to be throwing a bit of a birthday party for them. And the only thing was their birthday was in all, I've lost that. July 29th.
Oh no, so you've already forgotten their birthday.
It's a little bit late, but, there's 4 of them, so it's got to be a big party and they're all, you know, getting a lot bigger. They're bigger boys. So this would happen to be none other than my dog, who's turning one. Yeah, turned one.
Could you just remind us what your dog's name is?
LeBron James Katsoulis.
Okay.
And it's Sirius, so stop smiling because it's his first birthday. I'm feeling like a bad mother. I have left him high and dry.
Well, in Brisbane?
In Brisbane, well, yes.
Why haven't you brought him here? Bring him here. We can have a station dog.
Oh, stop. As if he'd be able to come into the studio.
He wouldn't, but, you know.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be nice.
It would be lovely. But you know what you can do? Like, I was looking it up. You can buy dog cakes, ice cream cakes, fresh cakes, whatever you want.
And dogs can eat them?
Dogs can. Humans can also eat the same cakes as dogs.
No, that's not a thing.
I actually put peanut butter and bacon ice cream, which I personally wouldn't froth. Okay, well, you would.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And that's actually in the freezer at the moment. And, my mum actually said that Dad almost ate it. But they told me it was made out of coconut water and it's fine for humans, but that he still didn't eat it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, bacon ice cream I've not tried, but for some reason I'm just like, I would try it.
I would try it, but if it was at LeBron's party, would you eat it?
Well, I wouldn't want to come across as rude because I just met him.
Exactly,
pretty much.
And he's not stupid.
And if he walks over and he's got like a slice of this bacon ice cream for me and he's like, you know, this cake, and I don't take it and accept it, I will feel like I'm being rude to him.
Exactly, and there's 4 of them, so there's 4 dogs that, you know, they're not aggressive.
What are the other ones called?
Wilson, Smokey, and Copernicus.
Wow, interesting names.
Yeah, they're...
Is it like Game of Thrones? Have you got siblings that have all got given one of these dogs?
No. I don't have that many siblings. Actually, like, two of my, my cousin and her brother got one. One of my good friends got one. And also my cousin's boyfriend. So it's just like a big group of us. So, you know, when we come to the dog park, you don't want to
It's like that, is it?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, geez.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on HIT.
HIT FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three, four.
Very good morning to our good mate, Dean McCarthy, over in the United States. Dean, hello.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What is going on?
Oh, my goodness. Like, you know what? Let's talk about Meghan Markle. She's making headlines today.
Oh.
This is so ridiculous. She went to a wedding yesterday, wore a beautiful black dress, beautiful outfit. She's getting a lot of flack in the UK today because from a couple of angles, okay, you could see her black lace bra. So, not like the full bra or anything, like, you know, don't get excited or upset.
Oh.
Fudge. Yeah,
basically, you can just see kind of fudge. You can see the top of it. You know, not much of it. I would say like half an inch of it or something like that, maybe an inch. Anyway, people are so upset about today, and I think that people have just overreacted and they need to give our royal goddess a bit of a break.
A royal goddess, she is.
Half an inch, all I need, Dean. All I need.
Good God.
Yeah. Now, on a bit of a sadder note, we got Demi Lovato's, she's written an open letter.
She has written an open letter, and it's very, very brave and very transparent, very open. She's confessed that, you know, she is still struggling with her alcohol and drug addiction, and that she has admitted herself into rehab today. She basically said that, you know, she wanted to thank all of her family and her fans and her friends. She wanted to thank the Cedars Sinai team at Beverly Hills, the hospital, and she has admitted herself into a new hospital today, a rehabilitation facility, a different one to the one she was in when she was 18.
Okay.
You know, to be blunt, it didn't work. So she's trying a new team, a new strategy. So let's send her some good vibes. Let's hope she's back on her feet in no time.
Yeah.
And I dare say it'd be all positive from her fans. You wouldn't get too many people being negative, I would say. Normally you get the odd troll, but from what I have seen, it looks like everyone's in her corner hoping that she gets better.
Yeah.
A lot of other celebrities as well.
Yeah. All right, Deanie, we'll have a chat to you tomorrow on Hump Day. You enjoy I'm guessing it's beautiful hot weather over there at the minute.
Darning.
Yeah, I thought it might.
Darning.
Thanks for giving us the juice.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
3, 2, drop. Right. Let's go.
You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on HIT.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
HIT FM, good morning. Cass and Caleb here for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Oh, you killed it again.
I got a bit better.
I love this time. When you come in the big seat over here.
Yeah. Sent Bodge to get some coffees.
I know. He needs to do something.
Mm. So, you said just before.
I know.
About bad receptionists.
Yeah, so I don't know. I had a bit of a bad run and I'm trying to work through it. When I've gone to medical centres or hospitals or medical practices, and last year actually, for some reason, I was going to quite a few. It was quite a little bit of a bad run there. It was just quite a common occurrence that the people on the front line, the people who are trying to, you know, welcome you, make you feel at home, make you not stress, especially if it's in a medical setting, you want them to be nice.
Yeah, because you could already be worried about something going on. That's why you're going.
You're already either sick, in pain, stressed, or, you know, something else. And I just think that when you're in that profession, and I'm not saying this is everyone, but I'm just saying last year it happened more often than not, and it makes you annoyed and sad. Like, I just don't understand. And one instance in particular, Caleb, I was with my mum and my auntie, and we went to this, medical place. It was at the Gold Coast, and I won't name names because I'm trying to work through it. At first they said, you know what, you can bring your coffee in, you can bring your sister in, you can bring whatever you want in. I said, I study, can I continue studying? Yep, you can bring your laptop. The day comes around, we go up there with our coffees. My auntie's very loud, like me. She's amazing. and she comes in with coffees, offers the receptionist staff. You know, they say,
lovely.
Oh, you know, being a nice girl. And and they were not busy at the time. There was 6 reclining chairs, and that's where you get the treatment done. And there was only one taken up. And they ended up asking us to leave. And they said, take your coffee out, do all these things. And I know that that's not common practice, but when we get told that that's what you're allowed to do, and then you get asked to leave and not to come back.
So just going back on what they
said. And they were very good at selling. I felt like it was a bit of a sales pitch. So that was one of my experiences that actually was quite upsetting at the time, because you don't know what anyone's going through. And my whole point is, how is it best to deal with these people? Because, you know, like, there must be some kind of protocol. And I actually Googled rude receptionist, and the first one that came up is addressing complaints, rude medical practice staff.
It always seems to be the medical ones.
Am I onto something?
I think you might be.
Okay, have you ever had any weird or bad experiences?
I'm completely different. I've only ever had nice receptionists. I haven't had one bad experience, so I don't have a story for you.
Look at you, positive little button over there.
Maybe it's just the person that talks to the receptionist.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I have a smiling face, and I just feel like when you're in a bad mood, you know, everyone gets in bad moods, but there's just, I don't know, when you're in that kind of setting, there's just no need to be rude.
Mm.
I don't know. If you want to be rude, you know, you can go to the back line. You don't need to be at the front. You're the face of the company.
Yeah.
And I have been turned away and turned away and turned away. I'm not going back.
Well, should we put the call out? See.
I just want to know if anyone else has had any. It doesn't have to be medical, in a medical setting, because obviously, literally, no disrespect to that, but that's just what I've been finding in the last year. So if anyone else has had this experience, please give us a call.
13 12 16, call up now and we'll get you on there to have a chat.
Yeah, maybe you've had the same experience as me.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit. Mama said that it was
quiet. FM, good morning. Cass and Caleb still here for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. And we were just talking about bad experiences with receptionists. You had a story. I've only had good times.
I know. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
But we've actually got Bill on the line. Bill from Warhope. Are you there, Bill?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for being the only person so far who's with me.
That's all right. There must be more out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. But so what happened to you, Bill? What was your experience?
Well, I went into a eye surgery in Port Macquarie at the end of last year.
All right.
To see about getting my eyes operated on.
Yeah.
And I booked in, and then I went down to, they called me back in to see the receptionist and to make some final adjustments.
Right.
And I went in there, and they had about four or five people on the big long counter, and I said, I'm here, I bought the letter, and they said, hang on a second, you've got to go down to the other end of the building. So I went down to the other end of the building, pressed the button and whatever, knocked on the door.
Mm.
Nobody had come to the door. I could hear them talking inside.
Okay. Oh.
So then I went back up to the other end, and they said, oh, well, you'll have to just sit down and wait.
Oh. That's it's annoying. Just the tone, isn't it? It's just the tone as well.
Yeah. They just said, you know, you'll have to sit down and wait. And so anyhow, I walked a bit further past the receptionist and had a look down. And here's these two other receptionists sitting down having a cup of coffee and a couple of biscuits. And so I just turned around to them because this operation was going to cost me 10 grand.
Oh, wow.
God, that's steep.
So I just turned around to the receptionist at the counter, and I said, well, they're just down there having their smoker.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, they won't break up their smoker just to talk to me for a couple of minutes.
And the thing is...
Sorry,
you continue, Bill.
So I just turned around and said, well, your boss has just lost 10 grand. I'll get it done in Sydney.
Oh, yeah. You told them. Exactly right. And your money is best spent somewhere else where they're going to respect you as a customer.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, even if they're having smoker, they can put their coffee down for 2 seconds just to say, yep, you know.
Exactly.
And well, you don't have to be rude and say, you know, you'll have to wait.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm. I just don't understand.
Did you have a better experience once you went to Sydney?
Oh, yeah, Sydney, they were all over you.
Oh.
There you go.
And that's the positive light. I'm so happy to hear you had a better experience as well. But thanks so much for calling in, Bill.
No worries. You guys have a good day.
You have a great day too.
See you later. Well, there you go. You're not the only one with a bad experience.
Well, thank you. Yeah, exactly right. And I mean, look, maybe I'm onto something, maybe I'm not, but at least Bill's with me.
Yeah, so there we go.
Good morning.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on HIT.
7:43 in the AM and Caleb.
See, that's what I forgot to do.
What?
I forgot to say the time when I was...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It's only every so often.
If you're in a car, you've got the time next to the radio anyway, so you can see it. So
and everyone's glued to their phone.
Yeah, don't hate yourself for that. Hate yourself for other things.
I wasn't. I was just pointing out that I didn't say it.
Hate yourself for this one thing that we're going to have to talk about.
Hate yourself for the fact that you wear that jumper every single day.
Not every day.
Someone picked it. Someone picked it on our Facebook page. They said...
That's one of my mates from uni and he's a bit of a...
That's fine.
Tosser.
Well, that's fine. You mean, yeah, you just say whatever you want, mate.
I will.
There's no breakfast filter.
You guys made a bet without me.
We made a bet before you were here.
Right.
Before you were even a glint.
We had to make up some time while waiting.
A glint in the milkman's eye, okay, before you were even around.
Right. So what was this bet?
Andrew Gaff. Have a listen. I'll play this. This is what's happened. So what's happened is you've just said Andrew Gaff, another player from your team, is going to win the Brownlow.
He sure is.
Why? No, over Tom Mitchell, you're an idiot.
No, I'm not.
He's
averaging 30-plus disposals a game. And one or two goals.
Okay, you seen any of Tom Mitchell's stats?
He's not consistent. He's getting tagged out of the game.
He's not.
He hits like 50 disposals and then gets like 12 the next game.
No, he doesn't.
He's not consistent.
You are a mental case.
No.
Tom Mitchell...
I know my footy.
...is like paying a dollar a one or
footy.
Something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Stupid.
The dark horse, Andrew Gaff, he's going to come out of nowhere and pinch it.
Tom Mitchell will win the Brownlow medal and not Andrew Gaff. There we go.
You
shake on that. There we go. See, there we go. We made the bet, Andrew Gaff tonight, after his disgusting display. I know you were saying he was going for a body shot, but Andrew Gaff...
Regardless, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what code you play, and it doesn't matter whether you follow AFL or not. What Andrew Gaff did when he punched that 18-year-old guy and landed it in his jaw, and that he went off the field, by the way.
He went to hospital.
He couldn't take his mouth guard out.
Fractured jaw?
He didn't just have a fractured jaw. He had four loose teeth that they had to have stitched back in.
I get phantom pain.
I know. It's weird. I was the whole time I was watching him point at his mouth guard and I was like, oh, God.
Imagine that pain.
That's not a good sign when he doesn't want to take his mouth guard off.
And look, it wasn't even like... An uppercut? Is that the right?
No, it was a hook. I mean, it used to be called a king hit. Now it's called a coward's punch, I believe.
Yeah.
But like, I understand that Andrew was going for a body shot. And in AFL, I know it sounds terrible. In AFL, it's not allowed even for body shots. But they all do it. Every game, they do it off the ball.
There's always niggle in the game.
Yeah, there's always
That's sort of sport, right?
Still not good enough.
It's always in every game. But this punch is...
Yeah,
a
it's
bit ridiculous.
Also and not like Gaff to do that. He's never done anything like that in his career.
Correct.
Okay.
You can see how distraught he was during the rest of the game and after the game.
Yeah, on the sideline, his hands are like in his head. Yeah.
Well, they're mates. That's the other thing. So they play golf together. They played golf together a few days before this even happened. So, it's pretty incredible. Mm. But he's been rubbed out. That's the big thing for us here right now. You were so sure that Andrew Gaff was going to make Brownlow and now he's out. Like, we won't know till tonight how many weeks he'll get, but he'll be
at least 6 weeks, I reckon.
He'll have to. I'm sorry, but he deserves it.
Be the grand final if West Coast do make it.
And then he'll return to Melbourne.
So
he's probably played his last game for the Eagles,
which is very
sad for me.
It is very sad for you, mate.
I mean, well, we can warn about it later, but who you guys reckon is going to win now?
Well, I still think Tommy Mitchell's got it.
I just
Hawthorne.
Want anyone else to win, so I don't have to give you a gun.
And Lee Jolo. If I knock on his window and usher him in right now...
Here he comes.
Go, Lee, go.
Lee Jolo is the most one... He's a Victorian. He's the most one-eyed Hawks supporter you will ever meet. And I just want his... Lee Jolo,
hey, Lee.
Please do Jordan come into
Brownlow.
The...
Hello. Oh,
okay.
Brownlow.
Who do you think's going to... Who do you think's going to win the Brownlow this year, mate?
Are you even bothering to ask me that?
Go on.
Who do you reckon?
I want to hear your...
Tom Mitchell.
There we go.
That was tactical.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
It wasn't.
Caleb's alone.
No. It was Tom Mitchell. And do you know what? He will win it as well because Andrew Gaff here. Apparently Andrew Gaff was the front runner. Lee, you missed it.
He wasn't the front runner. He was a favourite.
Yeah, well.
Okay, since you're, ganging up on Caleb, if he doesn't win, both of you have to buy him a carton.
What? No, that doesn't work like that.
It does work like that.
I'm involved in this.
Lee's running out.
Lee's off to do his local news again. That's fair enough. No, look, the bet... originally was that if someone else won it, it didn't matter. It just had to be either Tom Mitchell or Andrew Gath.
So now I want anyone else to win it.
Anyone else to win it, all but right. It's not going to happen. I'm
May
sorry.
The best man win.
Safe, T. Mitchell, 3 votes.
3, 2, drop.
Let's go. You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
Yeah. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
$280 is up for grabs and we've got someone on the line. We don't know who it is. Hello, good morning.
Hello, how are you going? It's Danielle.
Danielle, what's going on, Danielle?
Oh, not much. Just got the kids out the door. I'm free for the day.
Oh, well, $280 is up for grabs.
It could be a very good day, Danielle.
That's right. And we've got the Backstreet Boys coming up very shortly. Excited about that?
No.
Oh, come on, Danielle.
I'm so sorry.
I should put the phone down on you right now.
I understand why they're so loved.
That's all right. They were big
at least
and
you can icy. Understand.
Hey, so $280 up for grabs. Cass has got a question. We're going to ask the question. You get 10 seconds. You know how the game works.
You've got this. All right. Are you ready, Danielle?
I'll give it a go.
All right. Can you please name 5 of Pink's number one hits?
Oh, Rockstar. I've gone blank.
Oh gosh. Are you a Pink fan, Danielle?
I am.
I was really trying to help the people today.
And you know, I got yesterday's. I got all yesterday's.
Always the way. That's okay, Danielle. Look, you have a great day anyway.
Thank you so much.
That's all good. Goes up to $290 for tomorrow.
That's the good news now. Yeah,
that was the 5 in 10 for Harcourts Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, High Street in Warhope and Horton Street in Port Macquarie. It is
3, 2, drop. Let's go.
You're getting up with Cass and Fudge on Hit.
Mama said that it was quite all right.
Hamish Blake on the line with us. Gotta ask you, the random job reference guy, it's now time to fess up whether or not that was a stitch up. Did you have us on?
Oh, no. I think the reason that was so great, I mean, probably tried 1,000 things like that before on radio, but that was just one of those times where everything just seemed to work. That was just a random phone number, which is amazing. But the thing that blew me away about that, you've just talked my memory, at 2 in the morning in Dubai, I was going through security, and the guy pulls me over, like the security guy working in Dubai, and goes, hey, radio, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
I do work in radio. He goes, I've seen it on the internet, the best bloke in the world. Very good.
Oh.
The best bloke in the world, even. He's gone famous in Dubai.
Now, when True Stories first started, I was legitimately expecting your old segment from Robe's show. Do you remember Real Stories? How good that was?
We do. We remember it well. In fact, I wish we hadn't used that name for our first TV show. It would have been a real front runner for this season. Unfortunately, we haven't made too many TV shows, and one of them's called Real Stories and one of them's called True Stories. So we're not super inventive when it comes to naming the shows, but it does seem like the right name.
But it does stick. So.
I used to love it because what they'd do is they'd have the newsreader read out, and then Amish and Andy and like Ryan and some of the other guys would just, like, they'd all act it out. It's just fantastic stuff. True Stories, though, it does return tonight. So 8:40 on 9. It's going to be massive.
Obviously, there's a huge process that goes into picking the stories that go through. What are the ones that really stick out for you? Is it, you know, a matter of what can actually go to air at the time slot, or?
Well, it does have to tick a few boxes. I mean, not Andy and I are not in charge of it. We hear the stories for the first time when the people sit down and tell them to us. And so for that reason, that's why we do have producers and our research team going through the stories to make sure that they, you know, to sort of find those final 10 stories that make it to air. It's not that it's a bad story that it misses out. Like, a lot of the time it's like, well, it would be impossible to shoot,
right,
or it might just be a bit short because they do kind of need to go for half an hour. So if it was like, well, I met John Bon Jovi and he said an amazing thing, like that's a great moment, but it's tough to get half an hour out of that for a story. Okay. So they do tend to be the stories that kind of have like a few twists and turns in them.
What have we got first up?
Carol. Carol's our first storyteller tonight. She's an absolute champion. She tells the story of when she was young, 15 years old. She hasn't done her homework, and rather than just cop a bit of a detention or whatever, she invents a ridiculous lie that spirals out of control. You'll love it. It's a great app.
Ah, oh, we'll be watching. And can I just ask you another question just before we go, just because, you know, my first week with Bodge. Being, let's say, work husbands, if you will, with Andy, how did you make it work for all those years? It's still going. You're on. You've done it all. You've done the radio. You've done TV. You've done podcasts.
Everything.
Next will be what? Space Bodge. Who knows?
I said that. Going to space.
Submarines.
Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Gap year.
Are you guys in the same office?
Yeah.
Just get different areas in the office and get some noise-cancelling headphones and you'll be fine.
Oh, right.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
I don't do that with Andy. It just sounds like you might need that with Bodge. That's all.
That's all right.
Finishing on a bird. Sorry, Bodge. I love you.
Oh, it's all good, mate. You take it easy. Hamish Blake.
Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Let's go.
You're getting up with Cass and Bodge on Hit. Mama said that it was crazy.